time for the In the Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
Yeah, this is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation,
the thing they call a podcast.
That's what they're calling it. Yeah, we can call it whatever. Show, theater of the mind, whatever. We here. It's Wednesday. It's time for, you know, us to get in tune with the people that are in tune with us, to talk this shit, to share these ideas, and, you know, check in. I hope everybody that's listening is in a good space, you know.
Bird.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I do. I hope everybody that's listening to the good space, because it's still a weird time. We are at the verge of, you know, society going back in full session at some point, actually. I know here in New York City, they saying they lifting the curtain on July 1st, and everything is going to be everything. So, you know, get ready. What I'm saying. And, you know, I hope everybody good, because it's been a lot of time alone, maybe, for some. A lot of time indoors for many. Some people have been, you know, they've already kind of jumped back in the pool. They've been splashing around for months. But, you know, there's other people that still kind of dipping their toe in the water.
Right.
You know what I mean? Might have forgot how to swim. So, you know.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely some readjustment factors going on all levels, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I will say, you know, I haven't been necessarily locked down since, like, August. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm working and stuff and moving around. But, but you know, I had a shoot this weekend, and it was like my first like client shoot that I did. And I had to hire somebody, you know what I'm saying? Like another shooter to shoot stills. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was not easy to find somebody this time. You know what I mean? It's usually like, you know, cats all around, but I guess, you know, everybody, I don't know if, you know what I'm saying, some cats out of the business, some cats moved on to do some other shit. You know what I'm saying? But it wasn't as easy to find somebody to work with. And then I did find somebody, and you know what I'm saying? Just the turnaround factor was a little rusty, seemed like. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't as smooth, you know what I mean? It wasn't like, you know, sometimes from, you know, before you think, all right, boom, you say this, whoop, 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 that's how we doing it. Think it's all good, and it might not be all good. You know what I'm saying? Because cats is still getting back into the swing of this shit, and you take that for granted. At least right. I did.
Yeah. Well, I guess you've been in the world. I know you were in the world on the show, but y'all were being COVID tested. But you've been in the world a good amount.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I definitely haven't been locked down. For sure.
Right. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So
I was about to ask you, how was it being amongst all these people? But this isn't that much of an adjustment, I would say.
I mean, it was a little more people than I'm usually around in a, you know what I'm saying, in any one setting. But, you know, it was outside, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It was, you know, relatively some mask around, you know what I'm saying? You know, plenty of people were claiming they were vaccinated. So I don't know.
right.
You know, hey man, you know what I'm saying? It's at this point, it's, you know, you rolling the dice outside nowadays, you know, especially as the world opens back up, you know, you're going to be in the mix, and it's going to be people who ain't vaccinated. It's going to be people who might have that shit still, you know what I mean?
Had that shit still, like they've been sitting on it.
Oh no, I'm just saying, like, you know, like as we open up, you forget that the shit's still out in the world, like it, you know.
Oh right.
It ain't like the COVID is eradicated from the earth.
Right.
Is, you know,
right.
it's still out there. You know, then you get the vaccine, you still may be able to get it, but, you know, maybe it's not as deadly or detrimental as you would, you know, previously.
Yeah.
So
it's the part of the fabric of society now, you know.
Yeah.
And it's going to be interesting.
Interesting. It's going to be
forward.
It's going to definitely be interesting. You know, saying the planes are selling them middle seats like a motherfucker. And you know,
fares are going up.
Fares are sky high. The airports is full. Niggas is getting out and about. So, that was a trip going into the airport. This was my first time in the airport where it was kind of full. Like the whole, like the airport is like, oh shit, this shit is backed up in this bitch.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, you had a shoot in Atlanta or you
I had a shoot down in Miami.
Okay. Got you.
Yeah.
And Florida's been, and now let me just ask you, because I always hear that, you know, Atlanta's been open, Florida's been open, Houston's been open. Is there any difference in, obviously, it's a different time along the timeline, but is it way more open than places like New York or even Atlanta when you go to Miami?
I mean, I can't tell because I wasn't in no club or I wasn't on the beach and no shit like that. I wasn't where there was a lot of people. I was in basically in a residential home. It was like a, you know, a party at a home. You know what I'm saying?
Got it.
So it's probably like, you know, 50, 60 people in the backyard, in the big backyard. So I wasn't out. You know what I'm saying? It's just like even in Atlanta, they like it was wide open. Aside from, you know, sitting outside at a restaurant or going through the mall, I wasn't in the places where it was like buck wild and wide open and niggas smoking hookah in the bar and, you know, that type of shit.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I assume everywhere where the bars were open, it was like that. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, we talk about Atlanta, but shit, you know. Even in New York, you see shit just like, ah, damn, these niggas is out. And, you know, a New York out, it might be small relative to New York, but it's big relative to other cities. It's like, shit. It's like in the middle of the shit, like when shit was still closed, and I was on the bike, and these motherfuckers in Clinton Hill was having a full-on block party, dancing and DJ. Like, God damn. You know,
right.
And that was like during the thick of it. That was like last summer. So that was, you know, June, July, some shit. So it was like, y'all niggas is wilding. But, you know, and then, you know, you saw the stuff like in Queens, like they was having full on party set, you know what I'm saying? Like the low key parties out there, you know what I mean? And up in Washington Heights, even they had a couple of joints where it was some parties going on, like. Trafficked up and, like, you know, outside, like, and that was before the summer ended last summer. So, you know, I think it's all relative. I think it's how it's reported, you know what I mean? I think, you know, some of the cities had hosted big events that came from, you know, that shouldn't have probably been hosted, but they hosted them anyway, you know what I mean? So you get the bad rep off of that, but I think people just generally tired of being in the house and they got fed up with COVID before COVID was done with them, you know? And, you know, it just took their chances, I guess.
Yeah, nah, for sure. You can feel it in the air. I was out this week and I went down to Midtown. I went and stopped at B&H.
Oh, word. That's outside.
Yeah. I've been outside a little bit, but not like... Not outside. I mean, I'm about outside of the quick in and out capacity grocery store, B&H. You know, I'm not in the mix. I'm not in the mix. But it was people in the world. But what struck me that I saw, this is younger people, and it is what it is. They're a little bit way more resilient, a little bit more cavalier about it. You know, that's what it is when you're younger. You know, mortality is not something that you really think about like that. But I was just walking by. I had to see, it's crazy because I haven't seen this in at least a year. And it's so simple, but it was so wild. I see the little session, cat smoking, and I see my man pass the joint to somebody else. They hit the same joint. I said, wow, okay, full engagement.
But, One of your peoples or just strangers?
No. It was just a little random cypher. I was walking past. I was out there dolo. I'm walking by. I see my man hit the joint, pass it to Shorty. And I don't know. That might have been his lady, but it was a cypher. It didn't look like, you know, who knows? Maybe that's his lady. Maybe they've been, you know, quarantined together. Maybe they just don't care. They in it. You know what I mean? But that was one of those moments was like, okay, wow. Back to our regularly scheduled programming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you said a couple of episodes ago, this is going to be the revenge summer. I mean, you could feel it. You know what I'm saying? I smell barbecue in the air right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So niggas going to get it in for the old and the new.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, man. I was doing a little driving around. I went out to the beach actually a couple weeks ago, just on the humbug. I was out by Rockaway Beach. I was out and over by JFK. I went to go get a slice of pizza from New Park Pizza because they make some good ass slices. And while I was there, it was just a good day. So I said, let me drive past the beach, see what's popping over here. See, you know, and I went to this one little beach. I forget the name of it. It was like a real small beach. It was kind of cool because you could go right on the shoreline. Nobody was really there. You know what I mean? It was one of those beaches where you go get your thoughts together. You know what I mean? It was one of those. And then I was like, let me go see what Rockaway Beach is looking like. By the time I got to Rockaway Beach, it was real foggy and overcast. And it wasn't open yet. You know, like I didn't realize, I guess beaches kind of kick open around Memorial Day weekend. Did we pass? Memorial Day weekend is at the end of this month, right? I guess.
Yep.
Yeah. So I guess that's pretty much the kickoff for the beaches. So I didn't really get to, like, everything was kind of boarded off. You could kind of walk the little boardwalk area, but, like, as far as getting to the shore, that wasn't happening. So I didn't really get to experience, you know what I mean, what that was. But, yeah, that was kind of interesting. But yeah, I've been, you know, just whipping around, driving around. I'm funny, man. I'll be honest with you. Sometimes, like, I'll be in the car, for instance, doing my alternate side of street park, just sitting in the car waiting for the spot to be available where I can get out of there, right, waiting the time out. And, you know, it'll be hot in the car, starting to get hot in the car. It's not cool no more, so, you know. But, you know, I'm not going to just stand for an hour and a half outside the car. So sometimes I'm sitting in the car and I'll crack the window.
So you in there with the window closed.
Hell yo, like a dog is about to pass. Yeah, man. Now I'm in there, I'll crack the window, but I still be real funny. I see somebody get too close to the window, I might grab for my mask. So I'm looking crazy, parked in the whip with the window barely cracked with your mask on, looking crazy. It's gonna be interesting for me. I'm not even gonna lie. It's gonna be interesting for me. I already see it.
Why'd you just roll the window down and just keep your mask on?
I think I did a little bit of that too. I was going back and forth. It was a combination of all of that. You know what I mean? I was trying to find my balance in the whole thing. But yeah, man, it's gonna be wild. You know, just getting all the way back into the game. But I got to, you know. That's that, man. I'm trying to think what I was doing this weekend. This week, I was kind of chilling for the most part. Popped out here and there. I think I went out. I told you I went to B&H. I think I'm going to go do some shooting at some time. Bought some film. So I think I might go shoot some film probably this week or next week. You know what I mean? I took a drive around up and around the Bronx. Just driving around just to be out in the world. Beyond that, I've been real diligent of trying, like, you know, my new thing now is to write for 2 hours a day straight, like just straight 2 hours. Typically, I used to just write for an hour. That extra hour is serious because it's, you know, like, if it don't come, my commitment is just to sit there. You know what I'm saying? And whatever comes to me, just put it on the paper or whatever. Mm-hmm. And or I'm fleshing out certain things, old projects and stuff like that, like just fleshing it out. So it's kind of cool because I'm feeling like it's like training a muscle, you know, mm-hmm. but when you're just looking at that blank screen or that blank page and, you know, trying to calm that restless energy because it's party that just like, let me just walk, you know, because I could be easily distracted, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm just really just trying to train myself to just be on that. So I'm doing that. I've been listening to a little bit of Wes Montgomery. Mm-hmm. I've been rocking with him and trying to, like, you know, because when I write, I typically don't like to listen to any type of music with lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
So I just find like a random, you know, I think about a jazz album to put on or some type of album to put on. And now, you know, the iPhone, like you'll listen to an album and then it'll go into a whole nother album.
Mm-hmm.
Like it just continuous play now. And sometimes I'm not feeling their choices, but... They went into the, you know, it's like a bad DJ. Like, oh, why would you go there? But they was playing this one record by Wes Montgomery that was fire. I was like, yo, what's this? Now, I'd heard of Wes Montgomery. I probably even listened to some of his stuff before. Mm-hmm. I'm not the biggest jazz cat like that. Like, you know, I like the covers and I like certain cats. But that got me into a Wes Montgomery deep dive, and he got some cool
mm-hmm.
albums.
Yeah,
so I was vibing with that.
He got some shit.
Yeah, he got some shit. So I was vibing with that. And beyond that, I started watching a couple new two series. You know, obviously, I'm still watching Godfather Harlem. We might talk about that today. But I actually started them. You know, like that was the one that a lot of, it was getting a lot of flack
mm-hmm.
for, you know, manipulating or playing with the black trauma.
Mm-hmm.
And it happens, you know what I mean? There's some trauma going on, but you know what? It wasn't, I guess now with all of the outrage and the uproar about it, I was expecting, I'm only maybe 5 episodes in. You know what I mean? But I was expecting it to be, like, even harsher than what it's been. It's been some moments where you frustrated, where you mad. You know what I mean? I don't even think I got to the level of mad that I got to with Your Honor. But there's, I think one, it's couched in history that I didn't all the way know, or I'm just kind of starting to learn about. Like, you know, the fact that Compton used to be all white. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, right. And like aggressively white, where they wasn't really big on, you know, black people moving in, and it got tense type thing. So that's basically mm-hmm. what the backdrop is for this. So, you know, there's some you know,
I mean,
some things that go on. What are you about to say?
I was just saying, it's like, you know, a lot of these neighborhoods when before desegregation, they were white. Mm-hmm. Liberty City was white. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shit. It trips me out that Park Slope was black at one point. You know what I'm saying?
Isn't that crazy? Brownsville was white. It was like Irish and Jewish back in the day. Back in the day.
Right. So but, it's like that.
Yeah. And it's so funny because Compton is so iconically black. You know what I mean? For a certain generation, you know, right. Like that, you know, straight out of Compton. Like that was my introduction to it. That's all I figured it was.
Right.
Was, you know, so like, you know, to see what it was before that. And so there's things like that. But it's good though. I like the way it's shot beautifully. Like it's really shot well. The acting is cool. The lead actress is super fun. Like she's dope too, but she's, you know, it's a good easy on the eyes situation. So that's a good look. But you know, there's moments where you frustrated because you got more so than like super brutality. There's been a couple moments where it was like, okay, that's brutal. But a lot of it is, I wouldn't even go with microaggressions. They're like macroaggressions, but given the time, that this was taken in, there's so many moments where you like, oh, they got to click off. You know what I mean? Like, this shit, they can't handle it. They got to, you know what I mean? They got to give, you know, they got to go in. Mm-hmm. But then you realize everything is against them. The system can't wait to put them in jail or kill them. Like, it's way more, they dealing with way more adversity than we're dealing with now. You know what I'm saying? Like, and even what we're dealing with now is foul. But, like, the level is, it was just, it was what it was. It was bold-faced. You know, like, even in the lease, they saying, listen, no one of Negro blood should own this house. Like, this is in the lease. They like, oh, no, don't even worry about that. You know, so, like, that's how endemic it is. And but so far, it's been pretty good. It's I think it's worth checking out. I'm almost through it. And it's funny because Lena Waithe got a lot of flack on it. I thought it was her project. She's like one of 10 executive producers on the thing. You know what I mean? Like, they was killing her. But, when I started seeing the little executive producer credits, it was at least six of them that came before Lena Waithe. So I was like, okay, all right, bet. And then it was about six more that came after us. So I was like, oh, wow, everybody in it. They just found the first black person they knew and went in, you know? Because there's another, I think there's a cat, I forget his name, Little Melvin, I think his name is. He's like the director, or like he's pretty much at the helm of it. He's a black dude too. Mm-hmm. But I guess his name isn't as, you know, ain't as prevalent as Lena Waithe is. So he probably ain't get as much of the blowback.
Yeah, you know, he didn't get much of the blowback. And, you know, you going to call out the boldest face name and the one that you're most familiar with, which, mm-hmm. you know, happened to be her.
Yeah. But that's good. And then I was watching this show called Mayor of Easton on HBO with Kate Winslet, who she plays like a detective that lives in a small Pennsylvania town. And it's just good. It's a good, like, kind of whodunit type of show. Kate Winslet, she was in Titanic, and I don't know, she's been in a bunch of stuff. She's known to be a great actress. I think she's from somewhere in England or overseas, so she's got like a, you know, like a real deal accent, but she's playing this woman from Pennsylvania, and she's killing it, because you wouldn't, you know, you forget that she's not, you know, she's not American or whatever. It's just, it's one of those roles where I'm like, you know what, let me go back and look at her filmography and watch some of, because she's good in this shit, you know, and it just to see the level of range that she got, you know, and the fact that I had heard how great she is as an actress, I'm like, let me go ahead. It's like being introduced to somebody's album well off into their career, and you're like, let me go ahead and see what the other shit was like. So, mm-hmm. yeah, those two are good. So, yeah.
True indeed. I ain't watched shit this week, but I did watch
Godfather?
No, with Remorse, with Michael B. Ooh. Jordan.
I got to get to that. I got to get to that, man. Yeah.
It was cool.
Mixed.
It was cool. Oof.
Did it not live up to the trailer?
Nah.
I was seeing that's what kind of,
But again, I won't shit on it and say it's horrible. I watched it. Right. I actually, you know what I'm saying, enjoyed it. You know what I'm saying? But it's definitely right. B level, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, I don't know if they shot it during the pandemic, you know what I'm saying, or if, you know what I'm saying, it's one of the movies that might have was supposed to go to the theaters, but probably would have went straight to the streamer if the world was all the way open like that. But again, it wasn't horrible. It seemed like they cut some corners, you know what I'm saying? Cut some corners. The audio was kind of off. You know what I'm saying? You know how in a B movie, audio don't be as robust. You know what I'm saying? I think something was off with their audio mix, you know what I mean? I don't know if they cut a corner there, or they just made a bad hire or whatever, but you know, they made a big difference, you know what I'm saying? You might have two guys shooting at each other and shit with two different guns, but the bullets sound the same. Like, pow, 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 pow. You like, man, that's two different guns. They're supposed to sound different. You know what I'm saying? Just little shit. Little shit like that. Like shit that when a movie make you think too much, then you know what I'm saying? It take you out of the theater. Right. You know what I'm saying? So it's like it's like in their first mission, you know what I'm saying? They out and they shooting shit up with the silencers. Everything was, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then they go into some shit where they probably should have had some silencers and their shit was wide open. Bah, 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 bah. I'm like, well, goddamn, why y'all ain't used that same shit y'all was using in the last mission? You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it was just little stuff that make you think.
Do you miss the theaters?
I do. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't the big go to the movie every week type of person, but when I want to see something, you know what I mean? I do enjoy seeing it with the full sound and the big screen and, you know, the booming,
yeah.
You know what I mean? You know the you know how they in the movies it always got that drone sound in the action movie and shit. When shit get going, I miss all that. Right. My TV ain't got that.
yeah, no, it's true. I find myself like a lot of these movies that came straight to the streamers because you know obviously they had to COVID or whatever. I found myself feeling like, is this a straight-to-TV movie, or is it the fact that I'm not seeing it in a theater that I'm looking at it this way? You know, like it's a, you know, like when it's presented to you in a theater, you know, with all of that, like you said, with all of that crazy sound, with the people around, with the popcorn, you know, with the charge, the big screen and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
It brings about a different level of respect for it. You know what I'm saying? It's a little bit more elevated, even if the movie's not that good. And it's, you know, no matter how dope your TV is, it's something about, you know, just being able to pause the movie and go, you know what I mean, go to the kitchen. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just, it's a different level of, it's like when you pause the movie, it's like you mush the movie. You're like, yeah, hold on, B. Let me, yeah, hold, stay put. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, you know, like the movie's not a priority right now. You know what I'm saying? You would have to make a decision like, damn, I guess I'm gonna have to miss a plot point because I got to take a piss. You know, now you just put it on pause and you might not go right back to it. You might go back doing what you was doing. You might start scrolling the internet. You forget, oh yeah, right, I'm supposedly watching this. And I could feel myself kind of missing the movies. I seen they had the little slate for all the Marvel movies coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Marvel is like the amusement park of movies, you know, so a lot of that, first of all, they're not in the business of having it come straight to your TV. They spent way too much money. So at the end, the tagline was like, see you in the theaters, you know, just to let you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I'm curious. I'm going to watch this without remorse.
But, yeah, it's worth the gander. You know what I'm saying?
A gander. I bet. I felt that in the air, and I was like, I'm gonna get to it. It's been on the home screen, you know what I mean? But I've been clicking past it a little bit.
I mean, they definitely spent that money on that trailer and got that trailer right. Because that energy ain't in the film itself. Not that the music and all that shit had to be in there, but you know what I mean?
Right.
Even that particular scene that set it off for me, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Right.
It kind of like, it ended anticlimactically, you know what I mean? And it's like, that's how y'all going to end this shit? But,
damn.
But you know what I'm saying? It was dope for the few seconds that it was popping. It was popping. And then it was like, over. Like, oh, okay. Word. That's what we doing.
Well, that's the review. Without remorse. Take a gander. Take a gander. It's worth a gander. Oh, man. What's going on with you, man? What's popping? What's going on with Beyond Without Remorse? What else is good?
Oh, man, shit. Again, like I said, I just got back from Miami, which is like, you know, that's the motherland for me. You know what I'm saying? It's home base. It's good to feel the air, smell the breeze, you know, be under the cotton candy clouds that I grew up under. You know, because clouds are different in Miami. They look different. They much fuller. You know, clouds are thick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And sunset hit them. You know what I mean? It's a, you know, turning to cotton candy and shit. So I love that. You know, always it always brings you back to your base. You know what I mean? It's like like tuning in to the to your own little algorithm. Like you tuned in. Like, okay, yeah, this readjusts. It realigns. It realigns my spirit to to you know what I'm saying, square one. And make you remember why you're doing what you're doing. So that was cool. You know what I'm saying? So now I come back home. I'm in the mix. You know what I'm saying? And really kind of like, okay, let me achieve the goals. But, you know what I'm saying, kind of throw it off a little bit because, you know, we have a visitor in the house. You know what I'm saying? My son is home from college. But he, also has a dog that he purchased while he was at college. And now he's home with the dog. Actually, he came home, dropped the dog off, left for a week and came back. So we had the dog. The dog was here. We was like babysitting the dog.
Got you and the dog headed off. That's a big ass dog too. I saw a photo of the dog.
Yeah,
the dog ain't no little.
He not a little dog. Like a little dog. He a mid range dog. He not little. He's mid.
What kind of dog is it?
He's a Rotsky. He's a Rottweiler mixed with a Husky. So,
like a weed strain.
Yeah, you know, all this exotic shit going on, you know.
Right, these dogs.
But, you know, the reason I don't have a dog, or any animal for that matter, is I don't want another responsibility. you know what I'm saying? And here we are, you know. I think my wife and the kids kind of agreed to take care of the dog. Like, yeah, just bring him. We'll take care of him. And so, boom, now you're here, not a dog. He want to play and shit. Like, I mean, like, hey, I'm up.
Energy.
Let's play. And you're like, nigga, I ain't got time to be playing. So then so then you play with the dog. You know what I'm saying? And it's fun. You know what I'm saying? It brings joy to the dog, which brings joy to you. And it's like, oh, this is what the dog owners go through. Like, oh, this is kind of cool, but. I just wasted a whole 45 minutes that I really needed.
With this damn joy.
With this damn joy. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, then the dog want to walk. And this dog, he from the country because he live in Virginia. You know what I'm saying?
So, he said the dog from the country. Nah, I get it, but it's just hilarious when you put it on a dog. Walking through Brooklyn looking real unfamiliar. Like, yo, who your mans? Like, man from down south?
He want to smell all the piss. He want to smell all the doggy marks. I'm talking about he don't miss one. You can't walk him because he like, here, he there. He like, oh, Lord. It's like doggy Disney World for smelling piss.
Taking it in.
you know what I'm saying? It's like, man, all these exciting smells. And then you get to the main street, and then there's ambulances and police and cars and horns. And then now you're like, oh, shit, what the fuck going on?
So, now, does he get nervous? Or
he gets skittish. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. When you get on the main street, he's like, oh, shit, goddamn, what the fuck? So
when nerves is bad.
nerves is bad. One night we was on the main street, we was on Malcolm X. And he got to like, oh, shit, what the fuck going on? So I hit back on the residential street. And then there was a plastic bag, like a blue bag. I don't know what kind of bag it was. It's a plastic bag on the street. And then the motherfucker, it started moving. I, you know, it was like the wind blowing it or shit. So he like, oh, shit. But then he was justified because then the shit kept moving. And then the shit moved all the way up into somebody's courtyard. It was a rat dragging his bag. but it was dark, so you couldn't see the rat. You just see his bag sliding across the sidewalk. I'm like, what the fuck? Let's both get up out of here. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
So, you know, like my daughter, she, you know, she want to walk the dog, but she don't want to pick up no shit. So she just along for the walk. You know what I'm saying? Not for the, you know what I'm saying? Not to be picking up shit. Like, that ain't, right, I didn't sign up for that.
Nah, I said I'd hang out with you, but I'm not picking your shit up.
Nah. Yeah, I can take it. So, you know, came home one day, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's nerves is fucked up. The dog done dug up the backyard, so they trying to clean him. He running scared. He wilding. So everybody just woe out. He like, what the fuck is going on? Mm-hmm. Then, fuck around. He was shaking his head and scratching his ears real hard. And so, you know, upon further inspection, you know, he might have an ear infection. So I had to call his daddy, his doggy daddy. Like, listen, man, your dog need to go to the vet. You know what I'm saying? What's up? What's That's good? What's good with his doggy insurance, motherfucker?
Right. You got a card or something? That's funny.
So he had to cash out his doggy insurance money.
Send that copay. Yes, oh, sir. Man.
So we take him to the damn doggy emergency room. Who knew? Because the vets ain't open on the weekend. Who knew that?
Then the City MDOG.
Right. Yeah. And then the one vet that was open, like, yeah, we ain't taking no dude. We don't have no spots for new dogs until July. I'm like, well, god damn. So take him to the little doggy hospital. Sure enough, he got the ear infection. He got to put medicine in his ears. And, of course, he don't want no medicine in his ears. So now you got
to
wrestle him down to get the medicine in the ears. And now he don't trust you no more. Now every time he see you coming, he like, shit.
Oh, man.
He be breaking. He got 1 foot out the door before you even step in the room. So that's been an adventure, but his daddy came home and you know, take care of your kids, okay?
Right. What's the dog's name?
The dog's name is Apollo.
Okay, that's what's up.
Which is funny because when I met my wife, she had a Rottweiler named Zeus. So
look at that.
Must be some Greek affiliation in their blood. I don't know, but. But I don't think Amir knew Zeus or knew about Zeus. That's just, he must have caught it through osmosis.
Right. So that's smooth.
Yeah.
That's what's up. So the dog going back, or are you, the dog still there for a little while?
Well, you know, he's here for the summer.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, that's what's up. At least you got a yard, though. At least you got some room for the dog to run around and do all of that.
Is it really what's up?
Hilarious. Oh, man. But you know, I guess, look, man, you the one, that's your reality. But it sounds interesting because even through it all, and even through the fact that it's killing, it's getting in the midst of your itinerary and all of that, it sounds like, and I guess this is what, like you said, this is what these dog owners, this is what they experience. It sounds like it's putting you in touch with some joy, right? It's got you out here. No. Sometimes
I can find joy. I ain't devoid of the joy, but it's actually.
Go ahead. I'm not saying you devoid, but it feels as though, you know, like that they deliberate about it. Whether you plan for joy today or not, it's going to be some joy on the schedule. This is what's going to happen. And we're going to walk these streets. And I'm going to be into everything in these streets. It's kind of like what I always thought, like when you get a kid, you know, I always hear that, you know, you kind of see life again. You see like the way that children discover the world, it almost makes the parent rediscover the world too, because they like, oh yeah, that's an elevator. You know what I mean? Oh yeah, that's, you know what I mean? Like you just, stuff that you don't even think about is blowing this person's mind or this creature's mind. So it kind of brings you back a little bit.
Maybe. Yeah, it brings you back a little bit, and then you slap right back into reality because, you know, you see the dog walkers and you see people walking their dogs, and then the other dogs cross paths and sniff each other, and then it's right. a friendly conversation. How are you? What kind of dog is he? Oh, he's so cute. I see this shit all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Everywhere, right. You know, you step outside, you see the shit all the time. Yeah. But I never knew that when you walk a dog as a black man, it's not mm-hmm. the same experience.
Mm.
This shit is totally different. Other dog owner, you see the other dog owner across this motherfucker street. You know what I'm saying? They start pulling their dog a little tighter. Like, even, you know what I'm saying? A lot of times, like, people when they see, I guess black dogs is bad dogs. I don't know. Mm. But no, Apollo is a friendly dog. He like a hey, type of dog. He not know. He
don't look friendly.
He don't even bark like that.
Yeah.
Shit. Wow. So it's like, damn, y'all ain't got no pit bull over this motherfucker. What the fuck?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm. So it's that experience as well. It's like, so as soon as you get a little joy, the world snatch it back. But
joy and pain.
You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? That's something that you experience anyway. You know what I'm saying? Especially mm-hmm. walking at night, just, you know, 6'2" and, you know what I'm mm-hmm. saying, urbane looking, coming down the block mm-hmm. in the middle of the night. You know what I'm saying?
Urbane. I like urbane. I like that one. That's funny. Go ahead.
You know what saying? Coming down the block with a, you know what I'm saying, looking like a silhouette. They don't know. You know what right. I'm saying? They like, oh mm-hmm. shit, who the fuck is this? Coming walking with right. an old sideways walk.
Mm. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Some people hedge their bets and just cross the street. Which, you know,
damn.
Time after time after time, you know what I'm saying? You're like, well, damn, am I a monster? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, you right. know, you had to shake it off and be like, their fear is ain't got nothing to do with me. You know what I'm saying? If that's right. how they want to approach the shit, then that's on them. I ain't going to let this motherfucker steal my joy because,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying, because of them. So you had to do that to yourself. Across life, so it's just an added thing when you got a dog, because now it's like they passing judgment on both of y'all. Like, oh shit, right. one nigga and his dog. You know what I mean? So,
right.
so you know that's another part of the experience that I didn't expect. I thought, you know, dog people like, hey, how you doing, doggy? Nah. Mm-hmm. Only one time it was two white guys on the stoop. And mm-hmm. they were like, oh my God, that's a cute dog. But they were on the stoop far away behind the gate. You know what I'm saying?
right.
It was never like, you know, how other dog, like even when the dog go to sniff the other dog and shit, they motherfuckers be like looking like, oh shit, with that. Mm-hmm. right. Whew, they don't want to be rude. But they be tightening that leash up, boy. Like, come here, doggy.
uh-huh. Oh man.
It's a trip out here, man. That's crazy.
That shit is wild, man. Damn, all types of discrimination in the world.
Yeah, man. What it does do, like you said, you know what I'm saying, puts you in touch with some joy. It that added responsibility and another little thing to look after. It doesn't ruin your life. It doesn't steal anything away from you. You know what I'm saying? It's just you have to make your mind up. That's what it's going to be. I got this dog. Got to make sure he eat and walk and don't shit in my house. And make sure right. he gets enough exercise, even though it ain't mine. But okay.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. It's still, you know, it feels cool. You know what I mean? That you bringing, you're letting the animal get some joy and see the world and, you know, introducing them to some new piss on some new blocks and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's funny. Man, he like, who out here?
You're right. Like,
it's popping in this hood.
Yeah. Well, he be trying to mark every mark. Like, dog, you ain't got enough piss, okay?
You
can't mark every mark on every block.
He's trying to let him know. He going all city. Hear that. Oh, man. That's interesting. Yo, are you, do you speak to people freely in the streets? Where you at? Like, on a scale
speak
of 1 to 10?
Speak to people? What you mean speak to people freely?
Like, when you walk in the streets and you see people, Are you a hello type of person? Are you a head nod?
I'm a head nodder. I'm a head nodder. I'm a what's happening. I'm a what's happening. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's funny because most people don't understand what I just said when I say that, but I don't care. I say it anyway because I like it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Especially like in the elevator in Atlanta, when I'm in Atlanta and I'm coming down the elevator and somebody get on and be like, what's happening? Like,
oh. Right.
So, man, yeah, I speak to people. I'm a head nodder, really. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think I am for the most part. I just don't like these sometimey motherfuckers.
Like,
you know what I mean? Like, it's a lot of that. And I thought it was, at one point, it felt like it was mostly white people.
Mm.
But it's so disappointing when it's your own people.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. when you hit them with the head nod or mm-hmm. You hit them with the head nod or the what's good or what up, you know what I'm saying? Or like, mm-hmm. you know, hello, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, just straightforward hello and they keep it moving on you, mm-hmm. like not in an aggressive fashion. Like, motherfucker, I don't know you, but like a weird, like, yeah, I don't know. I'm wary. I don't know you type shit, or you know, like. But what bugs me out more than anything is sometimes it's like, well, maybe they ain't hear me over the mask, and this was even prior to the mask.
Mm-hmm.
But like. Don't look at me if you're not going to greet me back. Like, if you staring at me and I say, yo, hello, or what up, you know what I mean? And you still looking at me and then don't say nothing back. I'm like, yo, what the fuck is this? Like, yo, that shit kills me. I find, like, and then sometimes I'll say that shit out loud after. I'm like, yo, motherfuckers don't speak after you. You know what I mean? Like, I'm turning
into one of them.
I'm turning into one of them. Like, my mom's or something. Like, you know what I mean? Which is the worst. You know what I mean? But it, you be tight. Like, yo, come. Like, it don't. You know, like, you find yourself. I find myself realizing, like, I'm one of them people that, you know, you hear older people be like, it don't cost you nothing to say hello, because you feel like you put yourself out there in the world. Like, yo, how you doing? Or hello. You know, especially if you looking at me. Like, if you not looking at me, I'm not the person that's like, you know, hey, you know, I'm not doing too much of that. But if, like, if we walking towards each other and you are looking in my face, and I go, because sometimes it's like a bit of a game of chicken. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? We're going to see who speak first. You know what I mean? Like, yo, keep the eye contact and you'll see who speak first or who throw the nod first. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you're like, man, I'm not nodding first, because you might be upset about the last time you nodded. It was unrequited. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? So you got a little bit of that resentment. And then you say, yo, well, whatever. And nothing. That shit be killing me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't trip off it no more because, shit, I've always been a speaker head nodder, and you know what I'm saying? You always meet with, you know what I'm saying, some people who don't do that kind of shit or don't really get
right.
it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, and at this point, you know what I'm saying, you can kind of gauge. It's some people you know ain't going to speak back. You know what I'm saying? It's a certain type of, especially like it's a certain type of black man that just ain't going to speak back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's disappointing.
And you know, and it's not disappointing because you can see it. You eyed up his whole outfit, everything. You already knew he wasn't gonna speak. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Like, yeah, that's nigga right here. He not even socialized like that. You know what I'm saying? That ain't the type of nigga that's gonna speak. But I'm gonna speak to let him know that, you know what I'm saying, shit, I'm out here. Yeah, I see you, you know what I mean? And you ain't got to speak right. back, but I see you. You know? And right. And that's just it. You know what I mean? And I take offense to the ones you think is gonna speak back just on GP. Like, goddamn, you a socialized human. I actually kind of already know you a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying.
and
they might have spoken back before.
Right.
That's the other thing. Yeah. No.
Yo.
Yeah.
I got this cat on my block. I've mm-hmm. been on this block almost 20 years. Since 2000. Yeah. And he been on this block since I've been here. You know what I'm saying? He was already right. here. He old schooler to been here.
Right.
This motherfucker never speaks. You know what I'm saying? I hit him with it every single time. What up? And then maybe one out of the 30 times, he might throw the head nod back. Just like, damn. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like
throw you off.
Yeah, it's like that. Yeah. Okay. And he like he like you know what I'm saying? You know how Kawhi Leonard's demeanor is, you know what I'm saying? Got that awkward kind of energy. That's how his energy is. He got that Kawhi Leonard energy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then nigga never speaks. You know what I'm saying? And then the other day, I was getting out the truck, and then I seen him coming out. And this particular day, I was just like, I ain't even finna fuck with this nigga today. I'm cool. You know what I'm saying? And then he walks up toward me. I'm like, okay. So I speak. I'm like, what up? And he didn't say what up back. He was like, yo, what year is this? I'm like, what? I'm talking about 20 years. We never said more than what up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And now he got a conversation, like at least a question. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, this is weird as fuck. But all right. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Boop, boop, bing, bing. And all right. And he went on about his business. I'm like, man.
He might be touched. He might be either that or he was high.
I don't know.
Because what kind of question is, what year is this?
Yeah, he was like,
a weird question.
I mean, what year the truck? You know what I'm saying?
He was asking what year the truck was. Okay. Yeah. You ain't put that kind. I thought he was just came up to you and said, what year is this? Like, he just got, you know, came out of a frozen chamber.
Nah, that's
a weird question. What year is it? Brother, it's 2021. What are you talking about?
He was talking about what year the truck was.
Okay, got it.
I'm like, damn, man, like, all these years, like, this nigga never says nothing.
Yeah.
But, all right, whatever, nigga.
Right.
You know, but that's how. And then one time I seen him in the world. You know how you see somebody out of context? And so speaking of the movie theater, I seen him at a movie theater. He was on a date. I'm like, damn, this nigga got a date? This nigga don't even talk. This nigga's a mute.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? This nigga was on a date.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn.
Right.
And I didn't even dare speak to him on his date because it was just like too weird.
Mm-hmm. That's funny. That would make me even more interested just to see if he different. You know what I mean? He might be a whole different motherfucker on a date. Just got nothing but shit to say.
Right.
Oh, shit. Yeah, man. I had this one cat in my building. I think we was on it was a bit of a stalemate for a while. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if we ever spoke. I think we might have spoke or something, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And then it got clear to me that, homie don't speak back. You know what I'm saying? Him and his family. His family will speak, but he don't speak, right? Mm-hmm. So after a while, it just became, well, shit, I'm not speaking. You know what I mean? When I see you, I'm just not going to speak. We're going to walk right by each other. And in that moment, I'm like, oh, I'm petty. You know what I mean? Like, I might as well. Because to your point, you don't change who you are because of these people. Like you said, you were speaking or not in person. If you speak or not, it ain't even about if you get it back.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's just your nature.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I was going against my nature because if we in the building, we live in the same building, I'm going to say, yo, what up? Or whatever. But I found myself like saying, oh, here go your boy. You know what I mean? One of them preparing not to speak. But we looking dead at each other, walking by. And one day, I don't know if the door was closing, and I hit the door to you could come in or something like that, or vice versa. But I think he might have hit the door for me. I grabbed the door. I was like, yo, thank you. He was like, no problem. And it was like, all was good after that. Ever since then, we've been back to speaking. It was like, yo, what's going on? What's up? I don't know. It felt like we both needed to reset the situation. It was a weird... It'd be weird out here, man. Yeah. It is a weird thing, life.
Go ahead. Man, not to drag this out, but it was one motherfucker in this world that pissed me off that wouldn't speak back.
Yeah.
This is one motherfucker. And we was at the school.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we was in the little private school scenario. And there was, you know, it's the elevator. It was like one elevator that everybody had to use, and had like a, you know, somebody that manned the elevator and all that shit. And then so you get on the elevator, and then, you know, be this one black guy. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a predominantly white school. This one black guy gets on the elevator every time. He rises. Mm-hmm. He's a big dude, probably about 6'2", you know what I'm saying? Probably 3'10 or so. Mm-hmm. Not 3'10, maybe 285, something like that. He was a big dude, like chunky, chubby, kind of chubsy. Probably used to be in shape type of dude. But I'm just giving you this visualization because he always had a helmet in his hand. I thought he rode a motorcycle and shit. And then one day I went outside, he rode like a little scooter, like a little Vespa.
Oh.
And so he would bring his kid to school on a Vespa, and like big ass dude on this Vespa. So that's just the, I just wanted to give you the visualization.
I just wanted to set the stage for how goofy this motherfucker was. Go ahead, keep going. I can tell you don't fuck with him, but keep
going. Right, right, right. You know what I'm saying? And then he obviously worked somewhere in the industry type of deal because he always had like a production bag. So like an MTV bag or like a show bag. Okay. You know what I'm saying? So I think he probably worked at MTV or whatever, but I don't know. So you pull up with his kid, jump off the scooter, get in the elevator. We would get in the elevator, never speaks. Like, hey, good morning. Never speaks, just walk in. And then, but then he'll do some shit like this. He coming in, the elevator kind of full. And he'd be like, good morning, nigga, walk in. Won't speak to you. But then he'll say good morning to the white parents. Like, now that shit, like,
that's the worst.
That shit, like death. Yeah. Was, you know what I'm saying? That make you want to fight the nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Nah, I can dig it. Yeah, man.
And then so one morning, it's this one parent. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, I guess they were rich. I ain't really know who he was, but my, you know, Amir's cool with his kid. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. His kid done been over here. Amir's been over there before, but I don't know him. Right. You know what I'm saying? So obviously he probably super paid type of dude. Everybody was always kissing his ass. You know what I'm saying? Like even the white parents, even one like, oh my God. So, but I ain't never know him. So one morning it was me, him in the elevator. And then here come, you know what I'm saying? Vespa, big Vespa. Mm-hmm. So big Vespa started coming towards the elevator. I speak again, you know what I'm saying? Of course. He don't say shit to me. Turns to the dude and was like, hey, good morning. How you doing? Oh, yeah. And then he chops it up, like trying to strike up a whole conversation. Right. And then the dude kind of shut the conversation down. And Big Vespa got off the floor before us. And when he got off the elevator, the dude was like, what's his problem? I'm like, shit, I don't know. Shit, what you asking me for? I don't know that motherfucker.
Right.
And then just kept it at that. So it wasn't just me that see it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know what I'm saying? I was like, that was my first time experiencing that dynamic, you know what I'm saying? Where you got this black dude trying to be down with them and they like, what's up with your boy?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Damn. And that's the crazy, that shit would kill him if he knew that.
Right. You know what I'm saying? He don't give a fuck because he just be trying to play his hand. And I guess that's what people be doing out here. They speak to who they want to speak to. And
Tim Scott. Yeah.
But in that environment, I also understood that I learned that white people don't speak to white people. They just don't. You know,
that's just how
they get down. Shit, I ain't had my coffee yet. I ain't speaking to nobody. Shit.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Right.
Only like the friendly, like, you know what I'm saying? The friendly mothers. Hey, good morning. Good. And they only ones, but everybody else be clutching that coffee for dear life. Shit, motherfucker, fuck this world.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why are they so mad? They got all everything. They just mad. Why are they mad?
Yeah, it is definitely colder. It's definitely colder. It's funny, you know, because it's funny because I used to hear that like when I went to college in Atlanta, you know. You know, everybody be like, you know, people in the South speak way more than people in the North. And probably, maybe, definitely, they speak a lot in the South. But see, I grew up around a lot of people that were speaking. You know what I mean? Like, to the point where I started looking at myself like, damn, am I like a curmudgeon? You know what I'm saying? Because I know I can get in my curmudgeon bag, but I try to fight it. Yeah, I don't want to be the motherfucker that don't, you know, because... You don't want to not be the motherfucker that just don't speak. You know what I mean? Like that, I don't want to be that person. I, you know, like everybody in my family, for the most part, men and women were very like
cordial. Hey, how you doing? Da 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 da. Whatever, whatever. You know, like beloved, damn near. You know, and I take pride in that. Like, if you're gonna live somewhere, you want to be amongst the people. You want to be. You know what I mean? You want to be. And I don't know. It's just something. You know, we dragging it, but you know,
something to talk about, obviously.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Struck a nerve. Absolutely.
Yeah, man, it'd be one of them. But yeah, that's the worst. I thought your man was gonna. I was prepared for your man to catch the vapors at the end when you was in the elevator with Elon Musk.
Nah, he was
gonna be like, "Oh, Ali," you know what I mean? Yeah,
he caught the Elon Musk vapors. He ain't catch no vapors from me.
Yeah, okay.
He didn't see my black ass. He didn't give a fuck.
He stuck to his guns. Yep. Yeah, did y'all ever speak true,
and I respect that. I respect that. I was about to say that. I respect that more. Hell nah. Right. We never spoke. and we left that school. I never seen him again. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But if you're in Brooklyn and you see a big dude riding on a Vespa, it's probably
don't
him.
Say shit to
don't
him.
Don't say a motherfucking thing.
Oh man. Ice his ass.
He got that shit with shocks is all the way down. Nigga, that shit ride low.
Like it's a skateboard. It's like he's sitting on a skateboard. That nigga's too big for that Vespa.
You know how somebody should start stretching out. Nigga's sitting so low in that bitch.
You know, somebody must have said that, especially if he don't speak. Somebody would say, that's why you look stupid on your damn Vespa. Fuck out of here. That's probably what happened. Somebody really got in his ass about that Vespa one day. Right. Now he don't speak to no blacks.
How you had a nerve to put your kid on that motherfucker with you? You barely fit.
Yeah, man. That's wild.
Whew. Oh, man. That's stupid. That's
crazy. Don't say shit to him. Oh, Big Vespa.
Anyway. Yeah, man. See, J. Cole about to drop some shit.
Is that? I didn't hear about that. That's what's going on?
J. Cole announced his shit coming out May 14th. And then TDE, they did some old cryptic May 7th post.
The wait is over.
May 7th. So, I mean.
Right.
Everybody can only be Kendrick who we waiting on, unless, you know.
Or SZA.
SZA.
I think it's Kendrick. I hope it's Kendrick, because I think if it's anybody except Kendrick,
right,
motherfuckers gonna be real upset about that. Oh. Like, the wait is over. Like, don't drop an Ab Soul album. You know what I mean? Like, no shots at Ab Soul. But you know, I don't know if the wait is what that is. But it would be kind of fire if Kendrick, and the thing is, especially with that type of that type of announcement, I hope he just drops a full project. I hope it's not just a single. I hope it's a full on. And I guess if Cole is dropping a week later, then maybe that's, you know, those two kind of are in tandem anyway. Supposedly they was going to do a record together, an album together.
Okay.
So. Yeah, because they did one record. I forget. I think it's called Black Friday or something like that, where basically it was a few Black Fridays ago. Because remember back in a few Black Fridays ago, that used to be a big day for new music.
Mm.
For like maybe two Black Fridays in a row, maybe three or something like that. It was like a big day. So both of them put out a record called Black Friday, and the other one spit over the other one's beat. I forget what records it was, but J. Cole went in on a Kendrick beat and Kendrick went in on a J. Cole beat. You know what I mean? Like, just on some old salute type shit. And then, you know, tease the whole, we going to do a project together and blah, blah, blah. And that never happened. But, yeah, it would be dope if it's a full-on album. It'd be dope if it's a full-on album. We will see.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, you know, the Revenge Summer coming up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everybody that's probably been holding shit back, you know what I'm saying, because of the pandemic, you know what I'm saying, you can't really put shit out and then don't tour and shit. So probably everybody been holding their best shit. So maybe, you know what I'm saying, we may see a huge music resurgence coming up. You know what I'm saying? If Kendrick drop, Cole drop, you know what I'm saying? I think Drake and Holden pattern on some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Supposedly Jay-Z supposed to be putting out some type of Afrobeat album. I don't know if I really want to hear that.
Oh my god!
But
I mean, yeah, you know, about that one. That's the big homie. Cool. You know what I'm saying? It's probably gonna have some grooves. You know what I'm saying? It's probably gonna, you know, it'd be cool. But I don't like his energy right now.
I'm not feeling the slow flow.
Yeah.
I'm very profound what I'm saying.
I don't mind profound, but put some energy, some enthusiasm. Yeah, shit, these little niggas out here smoking on their ops. And you
circular ice,
pontificating and shit. It was just cool because I pontificate, but I don't want to be entertained by my own self. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Right. That's hilarious. It just feels like he's giving a toast. It's not even a verse. He's like giving a toast. Shit, like, feel like it's meandering. You know what I mean? It's like, all right, let's get a little bit more tempo.
I mean, the beats is, what was the beats on the Khaled album? You know what I'm saying? I hear people talking. People like it's fire. You know what I'm saying? People quoting it and all that shit.
Yeah.
But the energy was draining.
First of all, you heard him over that beat or, you know, a flip of that beat before. So it was like, it was very lethargic. First of all, I'll be honest with you. I like Khaled. You know what I mean? I do. I like his personality. It's infectious. It's hard not to like him. You know what I mean? He's the king of conference call rap.
Mm.
But I think that I think that these albums don't really, these albums are like, it's the musical equivalent of, let me see who I can get on the phone. You know what I'm saying? And the conversation might not really be shit. Maybe they hit a miss. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the conversation is a little deep. Sometimes the conversation is like, how you, nigga? I'm just trying to be like you. All right, man. Well, shit, I just wanted to check in. You know what I'm saying? Oh, but it's just, it's like, it just didn't feel that inspired, this album. Like, I think, honestly, my favorite record on it, and I ain't listened to it all the way through. I've listened to it. I scanned it. But my favorite record on it, I think the best performance on is that Cardi B record.
Right.
I think she got that energy. Like, you know,
she got the energy. She got the energy. I just think ain't no wild thoughts on that motherfucker.
Nah, not really.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't no, all we do is win, so ain't no, you know what I mean? It ain't no shits on that motherfucker. All the shits that was on there is the shit that been out for months already. You know what I'm saying? The Drake record. Pop Star, and then one of the mother records was already out.
So, I don't know the other one that was out, but I know. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Just keep talking. I'm going to look it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it made me kind of think, because there was a lot of anticipation for the Nas Hove record.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they even had a different font on for that song on the cover on the back art, which I was like, all right. It made me kind of say, like, I'm a big fan. Obviously, I'm a big Hov fan. I'm a big Nas fan.
Right.
It made me think, to ask this question to you and to the listeners, has a Nas Hov collaboration ever lived up to the hype?
No, because they don't want to collaborate in real life.
You still don't think they
fuck with each other? Like each other, man. That nigga fucked his baby mama. Talked about it on the record. Skeeted on the car seat. And I mean, like, them niggas, like, the whole signed a nigga out of, you know what I'm saying? Be playing the long four dimensional chess game with Nas and shit. Just be playing with Nas' head and shit. Like, them niggas don't want to do that shit. They know it's some shit to do. But I don't believe that their energy. I don't think their energy has any synchronicity. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's opposing energy, which when we listen to it, it doesn't come off with the right inf. It doesn't live up to what it's supposed to be because the energy is not right. And I don't think they're supposed to collaborate. You know what I'm saying? They did their best work as mortal enemies.
Oh,
as
shit,
black men, I appreciate the effort, but they right, don't have right, to put right. out no product for me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They could, you know what I'm saying? They could show up. Nas could show up to the Roc Nation brunch. You know what I'm saying? Jay-Z do the toast. Meander along the toast about black excellence. Puff Daddy on the side. You know what I'm saying? Right. Whispering to Nas like, yo, you know, we need to do another record together. You know what I'm saying? But I think Nas in particular is best solo. I think his energy shines brightest when he's solo. Something about him kind of, you know what I'm saying, he's affected by other energy that's around him. See, I'm on some other time to talk right now. He's affected by the energy when he's in the space. Some people come with their energy and it kind of takes over. Nas, is, it seems like his energy kind of folds into what's what, and it throws off his best work. You know what I'm saying? His best work be when he could do his own thoughts and be thinking his own thing and be in his own lane and be who he is. So
that's an interesting point. Now I'm thinking about it. That's interesting because see, or even just people he really truly fucks with,
right?
You know, you could tell he fucked with the Wiz. He fucked with Ray and Ghost. Like, right. You could see that they really appreciate each other.
Right.
He appreciate Nori. Mm-hmm. Like, there's some shit. He appreciated Mobb Deep. Like, there was some mm-hmm. shit. AZ and him, that's his man.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not the guy that'll do a feature with anybody. Hov will do a feature with anybody. Busta Rhymes will do a feature with anybody. Like, mm-hmm. there's certain people that could jump on the track and bring what they bring, and it just goes all over the place. Yeah, Nas is definitely one of those, like, he's a lone soul, you right. know? Well, if we going into all of that energy and different things, you know, there's been a, shout out to my man Wes Manchild, this might be a little problematic, whatever. Some people are calling for misogynistic Hov. You know, they feel like Hov is best when he was on his, obviously Hov is a father and a loving husband, and he can still rap, but the loving husband, and this is not what people want to hear. Everybody, you know, as a mm-hmm. black person, we love love, we love building a new generation, we love a good solid nuclear family, we do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But sometimes when it comes to the bars,
mm-hmm.
sometimes there's a level of ignorance that used to propel, that you feel. It goes mm-hmm. back to why I don't really fuck with the Tiny Desk concerts.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's just a little too watered down, a little too acoustic, a little too light in the ass. And sometimes you need some shit to make you say, oh wow, whoa, that was, I don't know if I, that, whoa, that was, oh shit, that was ignorant shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That was some ignorant shit. Obviously that man's 50 years old. He's about to be, he's a billionaire, or triple billionaire, whatever, double billionaire plus his lady's billion. You know what I mean? And we getting a lot of circular ice and Japanese whiskey, and you know what I mean? And a lot of wealthy introspection, but
the man is trying to achieve self-actualization at this point.
You know, no, absolutely, he's evolving. He's evolving.
I get it.
A lot of people, I get it too. I salute it, but it always don't. It don't always sound like it used to. It's like when McDonald's changed the fries up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, something's different. But go ahead. What you about to
say? I think in his journey to self-actualization, which we all are on, you know what I'm saying? I'm on that journey. I think he hasn't reconciled his new stanchion in life yet. You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
what he talked about before, it was easy to reconcile because it was what's going on all around you. You know what I'm saying? Everywhere you look, it's crack dealers, it's crack, it's getting money. That's the ease. That shit sells itself, as they say. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And he found mm-hmm. a way to talk about it the best. So he rose to the top on that energy. You know what I'm saying? being misogynistic, being all that, that shit is all around. That's the, what the world is showing you. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's easy to turn that shit into some real energy. Now, this new shit, you know what I'm saying? You talking about, you know, family and life and being a father. Like, he learning that shit. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Some people been a father for a long fucking time, since before Jay-Z was rapping. Jay-Z got little kids. Like, Blue is how old? 10? Oh, wow. Know what I'm saying? Like, he's still in the elementary school with the shit. You know what I'm saying? So, he's still in phase one of fatherhood. It's hard to reconcile that shit and turn that shit into, like, the energy that people want to hear, because they don't know they want to hear that shit yet. Because, you know what I'm saying? It's a personal journey with that shit. And it's not easy to turn a personal journey into something exciting and entertaining. You know what I'm saying? Because it's so personal to you. Like, you could say all, you could spit all that shit. Yeah, yeah, my bitch, my chains, my crystal and shit. Because that shit don't mean shit to nobody. That shit don't mean nothing to you. You know what I'm saying? You did it, you pissed it out. You know what I mean? But when you got to talk about your wife, you got to worry that she's listening to that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, shit. Let me see how I'm going to phrase this shit, because I don't want no problems. You know what I'm saying? Even if it's just your creativity, you just trying to be creative and free, you know you got that wife gaze on you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and you feel it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it feels too self-aware is what I'm saying. Like, I don't need them to devolve. Because this is the thing. Back to that point about he's kind of still trying to figure out his footing with that.
Right.
He's making his thing. Because even in the Khaled record, I'm with the fuckery. Right? There's that line where you like, okay, but are you really? Because then it's the can't forget about the other B. Hey. You know what I mean? It's like there's the obligatory shit. That's your lady. That's your wife. You love her. We love her. She's amazing. Right. She's super talented. But it feels like, ever since, you know, 444 Lemonade, with things kind of, you know, the elevator or whatever.
The elevator. Ever since the elevator.
Yeah, it's like, it's that energy of, it's like when your man and his lady almost broke up. When you see some shit like that happen, and now this nigga's on the best behavior, you know what I mean? And it's like, it ain't, you not the same. But I understand it, because the stakes are super high.
Right.
I understand it. I'm just saying, musically, it's like this. It's like even my life. Like, look, I need to start eating way better. And I try to eat better. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But it's different. You know, it's a shift. It's like, you know, cauliflower is great to eat. And you could roast it and hook it up or whatever, but that shit don't hit like chicken wings. You know what I'm saying? But I'm trying to be on my wellness path, so I understand why.
Right.
But it's just an interesting, it's something hard to acclimate to. Right. You know what I mean? Like, it's a thing. But go ahead. I might have cut you off.
No. I don't know where I was going, but I do know, you know what I'm saying? As you sit back, you're on your couch, and you're laid back, and you're listening to these things. Mm-hmm. You know, at a certain point, you know, the topics that interest you as you get growner, you know what I mean? They don't come in the form of rap. You know what I'm saying? And maybe that's why he's trying some Afrobeat shit, because maybe he could tap into another energy that can cycle him up from, you know what I'm saying, from rap. And it's like, you know what? Let me get on that and see how that turn out, because, you know, that's some global shit. You know what I'm saying? They don't have the same expectations of me as the trap listeners. You know what I'm saying? Like, the trap listeners want to hear that thing. These niggas is killing their enemies and smoking them on the record nowadays, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, real ones, not figurative. You know what I'm saying? They're literal.
Not abstract.
Abstract, and I'm going to kill it. I'm going to kill it when I get on the mic. Nah. You're talking about real people who have real families. That's, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's like, you know what I mean? It's very Gucci Man inspired. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
We smoking on
zero self awareness. You know what I'm saying? We don't give a fuck who hit us. Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Feds, the family, whoever.
So that's the energy you competing that's, against. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
sometimes you have to, you know, as he once said, gracefully bow out. You know what I'm saying? Do something different. You know what I'm saying? Like Jay-Z would have a fire podcast.
Yeah, yeah, like I would listen to that.
If he was just like, fuck
I would
it,
listen to that.
I'm good, I'm done. Shit, I'm right. gonna crack the mic. Give me, pass me some dude say shit. Let's talk shit. That shit would be fire. Like he'll go.
It would be informative. I don't know if it would be fire. It would be great. But again, how candid would he be?
That's what I'm saying. If he just like said, fuck it, I'm out the game. I don't care about public opinion no more. I ain't trying to rise up and you know what I'm saying, uphold my stock values and all that shit. I'm good. And sold off my company.
I think if he did it.
And just talk real shit.
Go ahead. Right, right. I actually think if he did it with Beyonce, it would probably be even better. Because I think if we saw both of them candid on some don't really give a fuck shit, it would be great because, again, the wife gaze. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you just drink a douce with the homies, you know what I mean? And you can't really go super drink champs. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you got kids and the way, you know what I mean? Like, it's different.
Yeah,
it's
and that's the problem with, he got little kids, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
They small. Like, if his kids was grown, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If he was at that level, then he would be able to talk a little freer, you know?
Right.
But anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, let us know what you think.
How rich Jay-Z can get again.
Right, right, right. I mean, here's another check.
Yeah, he don't need no more ideas.
That's another B. Good looking out. That's another B. Oh, shit. When I say it's another B, I'm talking about a bill.
Right.
I'm like, damn, there goes. Oh, shit. I ain't recovered from that other B.
God damn, it's the first again?
Right, right, shit. Nah, man, I got hit with yet another, speaking of another B, I be getting hit with these little speeding, the camera joints. These cameras are all over the place. I don't even be going crazy, though. That's the crazy, you go like 10 miles over the thing, because now all of the speed limits is going down to like 25.
Yeah, that's 25 all over the city.
Yeah, 25 is... 25, especially when there ain't no traffic. 25 is like, what we doing? Riding a bike out here? This is a car. This is a vehicle, man. What are we talking about? You know what I mean? That's like a noise violation. You know what I mean? Like, but they need this money. De Blasio and them, they stay sending these shits to me. I just got one the other day, man. Damn it, that's another B. Anyway,
man. I ain't got caught up in one of those in a minute, but
yeah, be careful.
Knock on
man.
The woods. Knock on the wood. I'm just happy the motherfuckers ain't out here writing them alternate side tickets like they was before. Probably.
Oh, they not writing them? You don't see? You don't move your car?
No, I ain't saying I don't move my car. But first of all, if you pay attention to the shit, the alternate side is only in effect on the last 2 days of the week. The last 2 days on the sign. Look it up. Look on the sign. Look on Park 911. Look on NYC 911. If the sign say no parking Tuesday and Thursday, that sign is only in effect the last day of that sign. And same as the other sign. Look it up.
Oh, yeah. No. Wait a minute. Hold on. No, well, see, my thing is, how mine's is, it's only one day.
Oh,
see, it's two different signs. So it's like Monday on one side, it's Monday... 11:30 to 1. The other side is Tuesday 11:30 to 1. So they're getting you for 2 days. Yeah, they don't do the Tuesday, Thursday over there.
Out here where I'm at, it's 2 days. You know what I'm saying? It's Monday and
Wednesday.
Nah, Wednesday off. Monday and whatever Friday. Monday and Thursday and Tuesday and Friday. Right. So
then why do they even do that? That don't make no sense.
Why? Because they're cleaning the streets every day except for Wednesday.
Understood. But what they saying, from what you saying, They're saying if it's Monday and Thursday, you really only have to move your car on Thursday.
Right, because now they're not cleaning the street. They're only enforcing it. They're not cleaning the street every day no more. They're only cleaning the street 2 days a week is what they're saying. The last 2 days of that sign. So the first 2 days, so the Monday, Tuesday, they're not cleaning the street. Wednesday is off. They weren't cleaning it no way. So they only cleaning the street on my block Thursday and Friday.
Now, is that a result of COVID?
Yeah, during the COVID era. Yeah, this is the COVID era. This COVID era.
The COVID era. That's like the crack era. The COVID era. Yeah. Okay, got it. Okay,
man. I know people who ain't from New York like, what the fuck is these niggas talking about? God damn it. I don't know what the hell. It's some inconvenience-ass New York shit. That's why people move from New York, because it'd be inconvenient, hard shit for no reason. Because you fuck around and don't move it, then that's $60 ticket, which turns into $100, which turns into $130 if you don't pay it on time. So it only take two tickets to get you to towing. You know what I'm saying? If you're doing it wrong, then you're towed. Then that's, you know what I'm saying? First it's a boot, then it's a tow. Then you got to pay for the boot and the tow.
Right.
So It get $1,000 real quick.
Nasty.
You know what I'm saying?
Nasty. Yeah.
And the people that it affect most is the people who ain't got it. That's why the ticket ain't get paid. You know what I'm saying? So and then, you know what I'm saying, that boot on your Monday morning, you like, God damn. You know what I'm saying? You got paid Friday, you paid your bills. Now you like, yeah, I ain't got no motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? $600 to pay for this boot and the tickets. So then
typically where they tell you be far out too. It don't even be like local. Yeah,
right, it'd be far out. So now you got the boot on there. You can't get it off because the motherfucker is $600-something. Because when they put the boot on there, you had to owe $300 in tickets, which could be just two tickets. Then, you know, the actual boot itself costs. So it ended up being like $600. If you don't get it off in about 2 days, they come tow your shit. And then you're like, okay, let me go get my shit out the tow. You got to pay the tow. You got to pay the tickets. And then you still got to pay the boot, which is separate from the tow.
Yeah, damn shame, man. Oh, man.
Shit.
How you feel about Godfather of Harlem? Do you feel like it's worthy of us? I mean, right, we might do it next week because we already almost buck 30 in.
And I'll be honest with you. I cranked it up to watch it, and I was like, it's too soon.
Let it pile up like some tickets.
No, it's just like I'm still, you know what I'm saying? I still want to see Franklin and Uncle Jerome and Aunt Louie. You know what I'm saying? I'm out here like Wanda on. You know what I'm saying? Anybody got more of them snowfalls? But
yeah,
I cranked it up. It just didn't have the right energy. You know what I'm saying? I guess gotta cleanse my palate. I think Without Remorse may have cleansed my palate. I think I'm ready now.
All right, bet. Maybe check it out next week. Let us know if you watch it. Let us know if you want to hear us discuss it. Because I've been watching it. It's as you would say, it's worth a gander. You know, like it. It's hard because you're definitely coming up off of Snowfall, so it's a totally different tone. It's performed differently. It's not bad at all. I won't say it's a bad show. It's just the BPMs are a lot slower this joint. You know what I mean? Right. So, I did see. Did you see the last episode? That last, very last episode, most recent one.
Mm-mm. I'm too behind.
Okay.
I'm too behind.
Right.
Well, you know, but I will say that, I enjoyed it thoroughly the last season. You know what I'm saying? I was like, yeah, this was a good show. You know what I'm saying? I like how my man played Malcolm X. I like the whole vibe of how they got the shit rolled out. It's just I have to tone the energy down to get back into it.
Yeah, I can dig it.
Yeah. And I guess before we get out of here, I see that, you know, again, for the umpteenth million time, Big Boy is trending. Big Boy from Outkast is trending. After, you know, everybody, you know, always counts him out by praising Andre 3000. And,
okay,
you know what I'm saying? The last time this conversation came up, I actually went back and listened to the Outkast and shit just to, you know what I'm saying? Because I already knew Big Boy had some shit, but I just wanted to go back and, you know what I'm saying, see what it was as it lives up to right now. And while Dre, yes, has the most substance in his rap and a lot to chew on, and he takes a lot of risks, when you listen to the songs that actually are the classics and that stand the test of time, and you know what I'm saying, and that people still play at the parties and shit, it's a lot of the Big Boy cuts. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of the Big Boy led records. You know what I'm saying? It's
give us a few, like what?
And on his solo shit, the I Like the Way You Move. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of his records that still go, like Kryptonite. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's like shit that still be rocking. And not that all the Outkast still could go when you listening, but I'm just saying the shit that's out in the world that play. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's a lot of his joints that's out here. You know what I'm saying? So you can't take that away from him. You know what I'm saying? You might be able to say, it might be more simple, might be more straightforward, might just be more generic of what everybody already talking about. But nah, I think you're taking away from his brilliance on his own by trying to make it some, you know what I'm saying, some highbrow thing. He makes shit that people jam to, man. And right. I fucks with it. So I don't like the argument myself personally.
Yeah, I agree. It reminds me similar to Fife and Q-Tip. Like type of vibe. And I think that, you know, they spit direct. Like they spit to the people. Like they're grounded in their shit so much so that they gives the Andre 3000s and the Q-Tips like the freedom to get eccentric with it and get on some other shit, because you could count on Big Boy, you could count on Fife to speak to your soul, to really to make sure that this shit, the people gonna fuck with this shit. It's grounded, you know what I mean? Yeah. And they definitely complement each other well. You know, so right. Yeah, and I think that gets away from people, that the further they are away from the actual when they were active, you know what I mean? Like these conversations are being had by a lot of people that weren't really, they're listening to Outkast like recently, like they wasn't in orbit when like Outkast was really out there actively putting out shit and changing the game and challenging what you've heard on the radio and shit like that. Like, yeah, this is more so some old people are discovering it and looking at it through the scope of, well, Andre 3000 is the more popular one. Like we see him being celebrated by so many other people. When back when it was going on, it was Outkast.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like it was Dre and Big Boy, but it wasn't like all of this Dre separatist talk.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? All this, you know what I mean? Like that's kind of a new thing. I think that kind of really spun off of the solo albums, and then Dre not wanting to really put shit out no more. So, you know.
Big Boy still, he does a lot for the culture. You know what I'm saying? He had a lot to be, you know what I'm saying, putting out new artists and, you know, doing collaboration albums with artists. And, you know what I'm saying, it's probably, you know what I'm saying, a lot of what Killer Mike and Sleepy Brown and Janelle Monae, you know what I'm saying? It's like he has a hand in putting out artists and making sure that the world is hearing more shit. It ain't just him. Right. It's kind of like, you know, when, you know, a lot of people was, you know, Jay-Z versus Dame Dash, you know. There'd be no Kanye as we know him if it wasn't for Dame Dash, you know what I mean? Dipset and all that shit, you know what I mean? So it's kind of like they have contributions, you know what I mean, that I appreciate and that we should all appreciate.
Right. Yeah, we're going to see. So. We're going to see, I think it's, I don't even entertain that. You know what I mean? Because I seen it. You know what I mean? Right. I'm speaking from somebody that was there, seen it at all, and experienced it as it was,
as it was relevant. Right. Not to say it's not relevant anymore, but yeah, that talk is silly.
Not to mention his performance on the ATL movie.
Oh yeah, that's classic.
Oh, I know that. I know that ain't who I think it is.
which is a classic meme now. Which is a classic meme now. Yeah, man. That's soul, man. He's the culture. They both the culture, but yeah, Big Boy is culture. You know, like, yeah, man. Come on. Cooler than a polar bear's toenail. Oh, like Lil Slot. Right. Oh, come on, man. Slick shit, man. He the slick one.
Right.
He saying some slick ass shit, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway. All right. Well, that's what's up. Shit, until next week, man. Tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation. We out.